My name is Kevin, and I get the honor and privilege at 12 Stone to give direction and leadership to everything here from newborns all the way to college, young adults through the 9 campuses. And before I jump into it, I want to just tell you guys personally, because he would never say this, but you have one of the best middle school pastors in the country. Stephen has been doing ministry for a long time, and for a guy to devote the last 10 to 12 years of his life to middle school kids, he's either got to have God's glory on him or something wrong with him. And there are moments of both, okay? And I love Stephen. I've worked with Stephen for about 10 years. I've known him since he was in California, hired him. We were at a church together in South Florida, but he loves parents, love kids, and all of that stuff. And so I want you guys to know, as he comes in and talks to you guys and does these parent forums for especially you guys that are new and have maybe rising sixth graders and thinking, man, what happened to my sweet little boy who is now changed into Captain Hormone? Stephen Perry is fantastic at that. He is the middle school whisperer. I've seen him calm children down, work with parents, and he's fantastic. Stephen, thank you for what you do and how you do it and what you do, man. Love you. Excited. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to dive in a little bit more. I have I love this. I don't share this a lot, but my background, I've been doing student and children's ministry for over 20 years. I have a master's in marriage and family counseling. I actually have a doctorate in adolescent development and how kids learn and grow and all of this stuff. And it's exciting. There's part of me that loves social media. And then there's another part of me that is so sick of it. You know, it's almost like, could we get back to the time where it's just phones, where you had to like go 15, 20 feet and go in the garage and shut the door so your mom, and that it's funny hearing Stephen because I love him, but his age, he's like, how many of you like bell bottoms? Stephen, we are not 60 in this room. There are a handful of us that may be 40, but most of us are still in our 20s, right? At least that's what we put on social media. And I am thankful for Stephen. Anybody that can talk about social media and bring circumcision into it at the beginning is really skilled. I've just never heard that angle. I was like, where is he going with circumcision and Instagram and all of that stuff? But listen, I want to walk through you guys. Some of you came in late. If you didn't get opportunity to grab this book, this Parent's Guide to Understanding Social Media, I want to make sure that you get one. We've got extra ones, I think. If we don't, we want to buy that. That is our gift to you. And we want to make sure that you have that. It's a great, simple, easy resource. I know as parents, I have 3 young kids of my own. I know that time is valuable. So let's just do this. Give me your attention for the next 20 minutes and we'll dive in and go as fast as we can. But I want to tell you this. The first thing that I always tell parents and people that I counsel is don't panic. There's so much on social media, so much on TV that you think, oh my gosh, my kid is going to be scarred for the rest of his life. Or you're going to have this aspect of, oh great, now my kid's going to be killing people and hiding them in the basement. Or now my kid's addicted to pornography because he saw this or that. Don't panic. Now you should be concerned. I don't think you neglect it. But the other part of that really is to always be praying. You know, Stephen, we're going to talk about some really like positive actions and things to do, but don't underestimate the aspect of going to our Heavenly Father. As my son enters adolescence, I know this, I rest on this, I trust on this saying that God's son holds my son. The truth of the matter, as much as we love and adore our kids, our Christ loves our kids more than we do. He wants what's best for them. It isn't like I've got to prove to God and say, God, my kid has so much value. I know, I died for him. He gets it. And so the spiritual aspect of prayer and people intervening in that is so powerful. So let's go through this. I wanted you guys, Stephen said the bottom line for this section is where leads to what? And I think the first part of do, what do I need to do? Because I get parents in here that all the time, like, I don't know what hashtag is. I thought that was, I may have smoked a little in college. I mean, like, that's the last time I hear people talk about that. I'm the funny one, if you haven't noticed. So I bring education and comedy to it, so and all of that stuff. But there, I get that. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what my kid's doing. And here's the other issue is, like, there's education of, I get this now more than ever. You know, they say, Pastor Kevin, like, I may be addicted to this. I'm struggling with some of this. Or my spouse, you know, I get this all the time. We have a rule in my house, like, we've got to keep, you know, phones away and stuff like that at times, because it's like, you know, what's your first step? What are you doing? Like, are you you know, like, I ask married couples, like, are you touching your spouse as much as you are your phone? Are what's your first go-to? Have you read your Bible as much as you've read your status? And all these things. So let's look at these stuff for do. First of all is really, I think you have to educate yourself. And if you look at the social media basics, take a look at this real quick. We're gonna run through this. And it to know a little bit, to know the basics, to be curious, ask questions, research that. We live in a time where you can Google things, which took us, like, I remember having to, like, do reports, and you had to go to the library or find somebody with an encyclopedia or, like, something like that, and you had to check out stuff. I mean, kids don't know what the Dewey Decimal System is or any of that stuff anymore. They can go on their phones. It's a computer. It's all of this stuff. But educate yourself. Now, be careful what you educate, because it can be super scary. You know, I mean, if you've got a young child, don't just type in young boys and hit go, okay? Like, there can be so much, and I say that because I get people all the time like, oh, I didn't know what that came up. Well, don't. Be careful how you do it. But you need to educate yourself. Be curious. What is it? Look at A, ask why. Why is this popular? Why are they doing it? Listen, there. I love what Solomon writes in the book of Ecclesiastes, that there is nothing new under the sun. See, the principles and what they're going after have not changed. It's the same thing, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, millennials, all of it's the same, but the methods have changed. It's not that they're, like, we sit there and think, oh, wow, this is, like, the worst music ever because they talk about partying and girls and all this stuff. Man, I listen to radios and, like, you have an 80s weekend, you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize how bad that song was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I had it. I had, man, one of my favorite 80s band was Poison. I'm like, oh my gosh, talk dirty. Like, I wouldn't let my kids do that. And I used to sing it while I'm running, like down the road, 15, jogging, thinking that's awesome. Some of that stuff's horrible, you know? Like, I mean, it's still catchy, but I'm saying, like, it's not that it's gotten much better or much worse, you know? And so the method. So be curious, ask questions why, sort out the challenges, assist on being an ally. Here's the deal. Your kids are going to battle. And you can either be a general or you can be a medic. And I'd rather you be a general. If they don't think you're on their side, you're done. I'm not saying you've got to be like, hey, let's go find the craziest stuff online together. But they got to see you as an ally. Somebody's on their team. Somebody that can give direction. And I'll be honest with you, doing this a long time, parents, listen, you're going to think, my kid doesn't want direction. My kid doesn't want boundaries. They do. They want some guidance. They want some direction. Now, they may not. No kid is going to come and say, Mom, Dad, you know, I've been really thinking about it, and at 15, I want you to tell me what to do. Nobody's going to say that. And you don't tell them to do that as a directive, but you can kind of guide them and walk a sign. They want an ally. They want a partner. They want somebody with their walking into it. They want to sit there and know what's right, what's wrong, what should I look at, what shouldn't I look at. Call somebody before you blame somebody. I love that kind of aspect. Because sometimes you could look at that and be like, oh my gosh, what is my son looking at? Talk to your spouse. Talk to a friend. Is this bad? Text us. Call us. We love that stuff. Hey, is this a bad thing or is this a new game? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. You look on, I don't know what the name of it is anymore. You look at it and it's like, that could be a good thing, that could be a bad thing. Do some research stuff on it. Let me give you three of the most popular ones. If you look through some of the stuff, we'll help set in through that. The first one is Kick, which is basically a messenger that allows kids it's an app that allows them to text and be anonymous. That's the dangerous thing. Now, some of you, anybody remember AOL? You know, back when you had to dial up and it was like, and it, you know, some mom or dad picked up the phone, you get disconnected. And like, mine was like Surfer Boy 73 or something like that. Like, everybody had those names and stuff. It's kind of the same thing, but you can be completely anonymous and you can have multiple ones. And so people find it, and it's a top end. I'm not trying to scare anybody, but it's a top end for predators. It's a top end where a 55-year-old man can act like he's a 17-year-old boy. And it's a way for kids and their stuff to say, hey, I'm a girl or I'm a boy. You can be gender specific age. You can pretend to be whomever you want. You can harass people. You can encourage people. You can find out things and information about them. Is it bad? No. But let's be honest, the hands and a scalpel of a trained surgeon is a great thing. It saves lives. You put a scalpel in my hand, somebody's probably going to lose a finger. I'm not trained. I don't know how to use it. You know what I'm saying? And so you got to be careful on that one. There's some drawbacks and all this stuff. Instagram, by far the most popular in middle school. And it allows you, if you don't know what it is, it allows you to take pictures and put stuff on it. Here's the thing is, I think Instagram and all this stuff is awesome. The dangerous part of that is kids take pictures of themselves. Or I got my driver's license and put their address and then the whole world can see. I tell you this, I say this, if you don't know where to start, start in lockdown. Start where it's like maximum security on all of that stuff. Because here's the deal. We think, oh, it's just mom, it's just my dad, it's just my friends. But there are countless people scouring that stuff, not necessarily always for bad reasons. Marketers are probably one of the biggest ones. But they go try to find out the 15-year-old kids and then send stuff through that. Send marketing ploys and try to reach them and coerce them to buy their products. But there are some people and friends like, hey, I can find out about this person. We'll go into that in a little bit. I think Instagram's a great thing. It can show and diary your life. To be honestly, it's a great time that we live in. I mean, for me being a guy going through college in the late 90s, is through all of that stuff, I have like 3 pictures of me and myself, like my friends. I mean, like long hair, plaid, Pearl Jam, all that stuff area. But like, that's it. I got like 3 pictures. These kids have 3 pictures a day of themselves. And the cool thing though is I think of it, and when I use Instagram, I think of it as I'm a diary leaving for my kids. I want them to see what I see is important and like the things that I put on there, what I do. And so in Instagram, I feel like the best thing, a lot of these places, it is a war in a lot of these apps. You have places saying, how can I make this secure? And at the same time, you have apps trying to like, how can I break it? And it's a constantly battle between how do I do this? How do I make this happen? How do I go in that? Instagram's a great one. Now, here's the one that causes a lot of controversy right now is Snapchat. Now, let me tell you the presence of it. The deal was I can take a picture, send it to you, in about 6 to 8 seconds, it disappears and you can't see it again. The problem is that's not true. You can, if you don't know this about your phone, you can screenshot in 2 seconds. So it started as this premise of, what I'm doing has no consequences. Wow. That is the whole premise of that. And guess what? There are apps, 1,000 apps to record Snapchat, to send that. There are countless, please don't go find these, but there are countless websites that can go in and people can find out, here are Snapchats of my girlfriend, of my wife, of my boyfriend, of this guy doing something wrong, of doing all this stuff. And honestly, I mean, most of us in this room, there's part of us that we look at that and we're like, thank God there wasn't social media like when I was in college. You know, and I totally get that. I thank Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, like all those kind of things, because you wonder, like, oh, I've got some crazy friends. You put that picture on and they don't know if that was happened 3 weeks ago or 5 years ago. Any of you that work in like hiring human resources and all this stuff, social media check is now the standard. We do that in every area for leaders, for all of that stuff. Because what they post is what they feel is important and all of that stuff. And so Snapchat, to me, I think that there can be some good things to it. To be honest with you, as a pastor, I recommend them not using it. Unless you can have all access to it and what they're doing, it's just something that as you roll the dice, it can become dangerous. Let's go. I wanted to show you something as we go into some of these apps before we go to boundaries. There's a picture that I'm going to show that comes up. This is just a fun thing that I found online that's kind of explained social media. And maybe you've seen some of these things, but it's like Twitter, I'm eating a donut. Kind of tells you what you do. Facebook, I like donuts. Foursquare, this is where I eat donuts. Instagram, here's a vantage point of, here's a vintage photo of my donut. YouTube, here I am eating a donut. LinkedIn, and some of you guys may use that for that. My skills include donut eating. Pinterest, here's a donut recipe. Last FM, now listening to donuts. And Google Plus, I'm a Google employee who eats donuts because nobody really uses Google Plus. But it's just kind of a fun thing of, here's the deal. Like, I mean, if you look at the billionaires in the United States, especially the ones under 40, most of them come from one of these three things. And there's only 2,000 billionaires in the world. I was watching this thing on Forbes the other day, and it's amazing that almost half of them come from technology. And so if the influence of that and all of that stuff is valuable, let's look at these three, four things and we'll be done. Set some clear boundaries for your middle schoolers. Stephen kind of alluded to this. Let me give you some real practical hands-on kind of stuff. Check in your devices at bedtime. This is probably the most practical that we can get. Now, let me tell you, it's going to start with you because no kid wants a hypocritical parent. Here's what we do, and I'll tell you, it's not easy, especially like when there's times where I'm pastor on call and there's stuff that I have to handle and for nine camp, especially student ministry nights and all of that stuff. But we have a central charging station in our house and it's all that stuff. Because here's the, it's not just the social side of it. Kids don't know how to say no. I don't know how to say no. Let's be honest. There are days where like, on a good day, I can control everything, all of my urges. And then I like usually splurge the next day. There are Sundays I come around, I'm in children's and student ministries. There are donuts and pizza that always call me. And on a good day, I can eat. I have the discipline to eat all, to be like, nope, I don't need that. Then another day I'll have one and I'll have another and then I'm talking this. Like, and I'm an adult. I can function. I have the capacity. A kid who's like immediate gratification is their first step, they can't. There's physiological aspects of it. There's kinds of studying. Sleep deprivation is part of it. They don't know how to say no. They can be up till 2, 3 in the morning. When I talk to parents all the time, my kid's failing school. As we start walking through some of the counseling, one of the first things I ask is, when's the last time you've been to a doctor? When's the last time you've been to your physician? And they sit and they talk and they this and that. Well, she has problems. She's always tired. She's not connecting with this. She feels she can't get up in the morning. So where's her phone at night? Oh, she keeps it in her room with her. And I'm just telling you, it's not always the case. But 9 times out of 10, they don't know how to do it. For some of us, think about decades back. It's people that had TVs in their room. And if you had a TV in your room the whole time and your parents weren't watching, what happens? You know, you're watching TV until like, you know, 2, 3 in the morning because there's no accountability. And these phones can do all kinds of things, movies, TVs, all stuff. It's about as practical as we can get. And I think this will help with a lot of things. Second thing, monitor every social outlet that your student uses. At the end of the day, it's your phone, right? Now, some of you, do you have a middle school student that works hard and that, Mom, I'm going to buy the $600 iPhone and here's my money and I'm paying for all that stuff? No, we don't. There's a rule in my house. You get a smartphone, not just because you deserve one, because it's for me to make sure that you're safe and you can do all of this stuff. And honestly, a smartphone is just as expensive as a flip phone. But I have a backup flip phone on a prepaid thing for $20 if you don't like it. I'm serious. You can get them. Straight Talk at Walmart. I'm not trying to do a brand, but I'm just saying. I've given a flip. Freedom Pop right now, free. You buy the phone, it works great. You get 500 text messages, 500 megabytes of all that stuff. They have iPhone 5s on it, not the iPhone, but it's free. Now, you can get other stuff on there, free on all that stuff. If you can't handle, if you can't, my rule in my house, if you can't control it, I have to. So there's components of all of these things that I think are fantastic, but like you have to set, you have to be intentional. Like prepare for this before it happens. You know what I'm saying? Stephen talked about driver's license. You would never just throw the kid the keys and say, let's make it happen. You know, you have to be intentional about a lot of those things. But on mine, like I get to know what apps you have. I have the password. My kids don't know the password to add apps. Apple's got some really great things. There's some really wonderful things in there. Plugged In is a wonderful website that reviews apps for all of that stuff. There's some other things in there. I'm going to go through some other websites and stuff to help you. Just as much bad stuff, there are guys and men and women that go after helping parents and equip them for what's right and wrong. But know every app, know their password. Know what they're going with their social media. Listen, some of you, if you're an Apple family and you have iPhone and all stuff, you can track that kid, where they're at, what they're doing. Listen, your kids would kill me if you know this, but if there are all kinds of like spy websites now, you can put stuff in cars, you can tell what they're doing, there's key loggers, you could be like CIA in your house. Let's sit down. I know what you did. You spent 15 minutes on the toilet playing Flappy Bird. You know, you can get that specific. If you want to be that mama, I love you. Okay? And I'm telling you, you can get that specific on all of those kind of things. And there are ways to do that. We would love to help you. This is not the forum for somebody to stand up and say, my kids struggle with this. But one-on-one, we want to be a resource. We want to help you. But know what those apps are and what they're doing. See, teach them to think of their profile as a puzzle. This is a safety aspect. And this is what I mean. There are kind of components. We've got some things in there to teach your student to only use maybe their first name and not their full last name. Now, if your kid's name is John Smith, don't worry about it. But if it's less, if it's far more unique, you got to work on that. I've asked parents this all the time. When's the last time you Googled yourself? Okay? Put your name in quotations. If you don't know what that is, you know what quotations are. But like quotations over something means you have to search those exact two words. So it views it as one word. Google yourself and figure out what. But listen, you would be shocked on how you can find your own phone number, your own address. If you've been on Google Maps, they take a picture of your front door. I mean, also, fun side note, if you get a little ADD like me, find out like crazy stuff that Google Maps have cost. It's awesome. I remember a few years ago, we're originally from West Palm Beach. The picture from Google Maps was me standing in my front door with my 2-year-old, standing in it. Now, it's amazing that if I put Olivia Monahan, and I go to Jackson Elementary and I do, how easy people can find that. Now, I don't want you to say think like a predator, but think like a predator. Because listen, you're mama bear, you're papa bear, and then there are people coming to take your kids. Now, I'm not trying to get all taken on you. I have a unique set of skills, you know, kind of stuff on you. But what I am thinking is, listen, we have to be both gardeners and create positive environments for our kids to go, but we also have to be guardians. And I'll tell you, you can come after my kids when you pry my gun from my cold, dead hand. Just saying, welcome to Georgia. You know, like all these kind of things. I'm just telling you, there's a protector side of me, of mom and dad, and there needs to be a view. And I want to help you with all that stuff because some of you are like, man, I'm really good at like encouraging, providing stuff, but I don't even know how to protect my kids. But there's some great of all that stuff. Sometimes check-ins can be fun. What I tell people is wait. There's a whole hashtag on Instagram called Latergram. Do it an hour later. Now, I will tell you this. I know the situation is the time that we live in and blended families and all this stuff. And I'll tell you, working in students and children, specifically children's ministry, and at 12 Stone, we have about 2,500 to 2,800 kids a week on one of our 9 campuses. If there's an issue I deal with most, it's parents that are separated or going through a divorce and some domestic issue about I want my kid. And 9 times out of 10, I see kids where their parents find out that they're at church or at something. Steve and I will get this occasionally. You guys may or not know this. We have police officers here. We have undercover police officers here. We don't always show you our hand. And 12 Stone is one of the most protected places that I've ever been in when it comes to security. From background checks to who people are to vetted stuff, and we don't just do it once. We do it occasionally with or without their knowledge. After you commit and say, hey, I'm gonna do it, we may run it in 3 months just to see where you're at. And we love people, and there are grace and redemption and all of that stuff. But the safety and security of your kids is paramount. At the end of the day, I never want to stand before a judge and say I didn't do everything to protect that child. And so we value that. Finally, help them to learn responsibility, social media. The end of the day, you want your child to look in the face of pornography, of vandalism, of negativity and all this stuff and say, you know what, mom, I don't even need that. I don't want that. You don't want to be their mom. You don't want them in your basement when they're 27. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Can I get an amen a little bit? Like, oh, my kid out. Get a job. Go. You know, like, but you want them to be responsible in this area because you don't want to watch them. And honestly, you don't want to know every secret. I don't want everything that goes through my kid's head. You know, it'd probably freak me out. But the goal is to give them, to have them be responsible, for them to step back and say, you know what? This is what I need to do, and this is how I need to go after it. And you know what? There's nothing that pleases me more when I see something that comes on TV and some like, I mean, we were out to see the Avengers and it was like some preview and I'm with my 11-year-old and it's like some of the previews and my son's like, I don't need to see that. I'm like, yeah. He's like, Dad, either do you? Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You know, and I get it. And there's accountability in that. And I've told my son, I said, son, we have to protect each other. And there's some things I'm just callous to. And I think, you know, I mean, I get it. I mean, as the older I get, I probably lust after food more than I do women. But like, that's okay. You know, and like all those kind of things. And so like, but there's accountability in all that stuff. Let me give you a few books because some of you are readers. I am an avid reader. I love reading. You can always, my last name is Monahan, M-O-N-A-H-A-N. You can always look up on the staff page. Send me if there's books that you have. But let me give you two books that I think are fantastic. The first one, you will never miss the title after I say it, but it's called From Santa to Sexting. And it's the aspect of when sixth graders, there are still some sixth graders that believe in Santa Claus and still celebrate that and are still excited about all that. And I get it. And that's fun. And Christmas is awesome and all that stuff. But by the time they're done, we have, Stephen and I work with families of eighth graders that have sent naked pictures or in their underwear, guys, girls, whatever, that are completely inappropriate or that get that from high school students or all of that stuff. And so what they're dealing, that this whole transition time, Stephen talks about middle school, if you had to find one word, is change. And I couldn't agree with him more. I think that there's just a time, and it's a fantastic book written by parents, written by that just talks about how to deal with social media in a deeper kind of stuff of where you're at. The second one is Middle School, The Inside Story, which is written by three of my favorite authors together, and it's a collaboration of dealing with the middle school years, because every middle school is different. You could go right now at the end of this year and you see sixth graders that are still wearing Minecraft shirts. And we have eighth grade girls that have Juicy written on their butt and push-up bras. Just saying. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to be serious. And we've got eighth grade girls that look like they're 19. And boys are like, I can't wait to go get the golden sword or whatever it is in Minecraft. You know, and they're in the same room together. And they don't know how to handle that. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way that it is. And everyone's different. You see, some of them are, I mean, we see this all the time. And Steve and I have worked through this is in the growth of middle school. Of some of you have had sixth graders. We have a sixth grade kind of service because of that transition role. And I want to be gentle and I want to be kind and I want to guide. I take what we do super seriously. And so that's another one. There's two websites. I'll throw one of them. The first one is iParent.tv. This is a fantastic website that there are all kinds of apps. They do actually do little videos. They share some resources. They're always updating. All of this is free. I love free. All this stuff, but that's kind of what the website looks like. There's articles, things about devices, social media, what parents need to know about smartphones. How do I put parental controls on my blank, blank, blank phone? They'll help you with all that stuff. It's great. And to educate yourself and do all this stuff. The other one is CPYU, which, Stephen, remind me what that one is a little bit. Yeah. So those things can educate you and move you on. Listen, as parents, man, we love that you're here tonight. We love having parent involvement. We want to learn from you. We want to help you. If you've been around 12 Stone for a while, know that we are here to equip you, to walk with you, want to help you. In our final few minutes, Stephen and I wanted to see if we could field some questions. I will be around here for as long as somebody wants. Stephen's going to help kind of get, I mean, there's 400 middle schoolers over there. So like we've got a whole team of people, but it's like, you know, it's like a tribe of amoebas coming through. And if some of you want to help, that's awesome. But we will grant you sanctuary here.
Amen.
As well and all of that stuff. But if there's just one or two like overarching questions for Stephen and I, we'd love to answer that. Love to answer that, or we can meet one-on-one. It'd be fantastic.